The conference organizers have asked me to talk about trying maritime cases in state courts. I was told that many of you practice primarily or even exclusively in federal court, so I'm taking a basic approach to address key features of state court trials that might be unfamiliar to lawyers who spend most of their time in federal courts. Though I preside over a state court, I'm not a stranger to maritime law. In law school, I was in both Professor Robertson's Admiralty class and Professor Sturley's Commercial Maritime Seminar. Wrote a paper in Professor Sturley's seminar on the Navigational Fault Exception to the Carriage of Goods by Sea Act. I think I read every published opinion on that exception up through that time. Then, as you heard, I clerk for Judge Lake here, and he assigns work out by subject matter, and so I got all of his admiralty work to help him out on that. And then when I was in private practice, I even handled a few maritime cases, including a Harder Act case. There is still a little sliver of Harder Act that's not been displaced by COGSA. And so handled that. And then I had, as we all know, that great statute, Oxcla, that choice of law maze we sometimes deal with. I had an Oxcla case as well. I'm not a stranger to federal court practice either. I specialize in federal court cases. So I can assure all of y'all who are more at home in federal court that the transition to state court is not very traumatic. You can survive just like I did. It's going to be okay. I think y'all see better than I do that maritime cases are becoming a little bit more common in state courts, even in Harris County, which isn't technically a coastal county.